Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Neither Timmins Police or City Hall could explain how all the municipal election signs in the island at the Bruce Y disappeared over the weekend. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says TPS thought it was a simple case of vandalism and theft.
Public areas are designated as areas where they can erect signs. As long as there's no interference with public safety, then these signs can be erected.
DePazzi warns that venting your frustration with any candidate or candidates by damaging or stealing their signs is a criminal offense carrying a fine, probation, or jail time with it. After seeing the story on MyTimmonsNow.com, the manager of the Richard Lafleur for Mayor campaign said he took the signs down. James Lefebvre says he thought they might be violating the rules and couldn't conform with City Hall on the weekend. Today, however, City Clerk Steph Palmateer says they're not allowed in the island because they pose a site triangle safety issue. Ontario Provincial Police have charged two sisters from Valrita near Kapuskasing with criminal harassment following an ongoing social media incident investigation between July and September of this year. 49-year-old Nadia Siddiq, who ran in the Timmins riding during the June provincial election for the Confederation of Regions Party, is facing three charges of defamation known to be false, two charges of criminal harassment, and one charge of mischief. 51-year-old Fazia Siddiq, who ran in the Meshkegwat James Bay riding, is facing two charges of mischief and one of defamation known to be false. At least two people died during this weekend's storm in Atlantic Canada. A woman was swept out to sea in Newfoundland's Port-au-Basque area on Saturday. Her body was recovered yesterday. An 81-year-old man from Lower Prospect, Nova Scotia, is also believed to be a victim of post-tropical storm Fiona. Larry Smith was last seen on Friday, and while an extensive search has taken place, it was called off yesterday, although people are being encouraged to contact police if they see him. Police believe he was lost to the ocean. Another person died on Prince Edward Island. While there aren't many details, police say the cause of death seems to be related to generator use. Well, if you're ever in a trivia competition and a question comes up about the foundation of the Toronto Stock Exchange, you can respond from your knowledge of Timmins history. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says that although it began many years before mineral discoveries in Timmins and Cobalt, the stock market exists today solely because of the strength it gained from the money that resulted.
While big events impact us remotely, we also have an impact of small communities on big events. If we don't want to play ball, things don't happen.
Bachman enjoys making that point with people from Toronto. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.